Blog Talk Radio.
Mercy, we come to your table. By your grace, you are.
Bendito Pai, nós te agradecemos por mais esta oportunidade de estarmos contigo nesta madrugada, Senhor, a te adorar em espírito e em verdade para te servirmos. Te agradecemos, Senhor, porque através do teu sangue nós podemos chegar a ti, através do teu bendito nome, Senhor, que todos os dias alcançamos graça para conquistar as fortalezas do inimigo. E para alcançarmos, Senhor, a tua provisão. Tu abençoes este programa, Senhor, que tu tragas todos aqueles que desejam ouvir a tua palavra, viver a tua verdade, para esta comunhão. Sejam ricamente abençoados todos aqueles que separaram este tempo, Senhor, para estar contigo, segundo a necessidade de cada um. Tu nos abençoes a todos, nos capacites, Senhor, para te servirmos em espírito e em verdade. É o nosso desejo, é a nossa oração, em nome de Jesus. Amém. Agradecemos a todos os irmãos que estão connosco nesta madrugada para ouvir os mistérios do Reino do Senhor. Os irmãos, minhas irmãs, acredito que será muito proveitoso para cada um de nós que Deus é fiel. E a palavra diz que aqueles que o buscam na madrugada o acharão. Aqui em Portugal já é madrugada. Sabemos que também no Brasil já passa da meia-noite. Mas, irmãos, vale a pena. Vale a pena porque Deus nunca nos deixa sair vazios da sua presença. Estou dando as boas-vindas a todos. Estarei fazendo este programa em duas línguas para agradecer aos nossos irmãos também da América que estão em direto connosco. Por isso eu peço paciência para darmos espaço para todos os irmãos receberem a sua porção. E logo a seguir a esta introdução em inglês, iremos ter um período de louvor, de descontração diante do nosso Deus. Iremos trazer para o programa os nossos irmãos Marcos e Curtis, que estarão trazendo a palavra hoje sobre os mistérios do sangue de Jesus Cristo. Por isso, mais uma vez eu quero agradecer a vossa presença. Continuem orando. Continuem orando. Deus está abrindo portas e está aperfeiçoando, preparando o seu exército. Deus abençoe todos, em nome de Yeshua, em nome de Jesus Cristo. Amém. Welcome, my brothers and my sisters. It's a great pleasure to have you here. We are doing a night shift here in Portugal, in Brazil too. But it's a blessing for us to stay with the Lord all these hours, because it's written in the Bible that those who look for him on the night shift, they will find him. So when we do things with our heart to the Lord, we don't get tired. He renews our strength. And I want you to welcome everybody that separate your time to receive the blessings of the Lord. We know that He is faithful. His Spirit will be present. He is present now. And He will bless all your life, all your feelings. He will replace the bad things with good things that He has separated for all of you this night. I welcome you, everybody. I will call Brother Marcos and Curtis after a short period of relaxation with beautiful songs, with spiritual songs from the kingdom, from those that our God loves with eternal love. So once again, thank you and stay blessed. Enjoy this time in the presence of the Lord. I know that the Spirit of the Lord will be walking amongst us. Stay blessed, my brothers. See you in a short time.
se prepara para nós, um caminho para ele, onde posso me achegar, somente pelo sangue.
Quantos foram alcançadas pelo sangue de Jesus Cristo. Ele tomou sobre si as nossas enfermidades e as nossas dores levou sobre si. E nós o reputávamos por ferido de Deus e oprimido, mas ele foi transpassado pelas nossas transgressões e moído pelas nossas iniquidades. O castigo que nos traz a paz estava sobre ele, e pelas suas pisaduras fomos sarados, fomos sarados, fomos sarados, fomos sarados, fomos sarados.
you are trying to reach is not accepting calls at this time. Please try your call again later.
La persona con la que intenta comunicarse no acepta llamadas en este momento. Favor de llamar.
Like another silent night. As we're sung to sleep by philosophies that save the trees and kill the children. And while we're lying in the dark, there's a shout across the eastern sky. States of America,
looks like another silent night.
Okay, let's see, who do we have in line here? Hello, is this Brother Marcus? Okay, I'm hearing a phone. Hello, who's on this line? Okay, just hearing some phone. Let's see this one. Hello,
brother Marcus,
my brother.
Just called in. Hello there, my brother. Brother Marcus just called in on the house phone. He should be in the host queue.
Okay. Let's
all right, so give us one second. Things
okay.
Are a little screwed.
Don't worry. Let's see if I can talk. Brother Marcus, are you there? Nope. Just hearing some phone.
Yeah, for some weird reason, I'm hearing a phone dialing in.
Me too.
So I don't know if that's your phone dialing out or...
Don't know. I'm not calling. I'm going to try to call in on my phone here.
All right. Just give us
okay.
1 second. Forgive us for the inconvenience. The devil's going to try as he might to stop any move of God from happening.
No, I'm you.
All right, so give us 1 second, my brother, and go ahead.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. All right, and go ahead and call in on the house phone.
Okay.
Calling
now.
One. All right. Okay, let's see if the house phone. Okay.
Are you
for some weird
brother
reason,
Marcus?
For some, yes, he's in the next room. For some weird reason, it's the phone is not picking up the call. Hold on.
Okay.
Let me adjust some things here. Yeah. All right. Just give me a second in the meantime, brother.
Okay, going to try. Brother Marcus,
right,
go
ahead
now?
And try to. Go ahead and try to. See, I hear that incessant ringing again.
Well,
okay.
I can hear
hold
Brother
on, my,
Marcus now.
You can hear Brother Marcus now.
Well, he's here. He is near you.
Hold on 1 second, my brother.
You can use the same line, no?
I'm sorry, my brother. We're having some difficulties on this landline phone. I've got Curtis's cell phone now.
Okay, don't worry. Use it. If you can, you use it.
All right, my brother. Yes.
Because we are running out of time.
Okay, I apologize. I'm not sure what's going on with this landline
phone. No problem. I'm just thinking that people are anxious to hear what you have to say. So when you talk, Curtis will pass you the phone, and then when he talks, you pass the phone to him, okay?
All right. That sounds good, my brother.
Okay. It's a pleasure again, Brother Max. We are doing night shift here, but as I said before, and we do these things with all our heart to God, we don't feel tired because this is the plan of God to His kingdom, to His body. So we are here to learn from the table of God that He provides with your person, with your knowledge. So I'm going to let you guide. That's where you want to you guide us, okay?
Well, God bless you, Brother Jose. Let me first of all just greet you and the listening audience tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Messiah,
Amen.
Our Redeemer, our Deliverer. And I want to thank God for you, for the humble heart that you have, and for the endurance and the strength that the Lord has given you to launch out on this journey and go forth to bring forth his kingdom, and in the process deliver us from the devil's strongholds. And I have something that I want to share tonight, and I trust that this will be a blessing to the audience. And I don't know about anyone else, but I've had a very trying day today. The adversary, he tries his best, you know, to try to bring things that cause you to be frustrated or discouraged. But the good news is, through anything that we face or endure, we have the victory in our Lord Jesus Christ. And Brother Jose, I want to talk briefly.
Let me tell you how we're going to work, because we have I know that we have a lot of listeners in Brazil this night.
Oh, great.
And
Amen.
I'm going to work on this way. You talk your ideas, and then you make a pause. I update in Portuguese, then you resume your speech, okay?
That will be perfect.
Because I don't want the Portuguese listeners and Brazilian listeners to hold too much time. So we must play this program with wisdom. Okay. So I'm going just to update now what you have said about the tricks of the devil, and then you start. And when you feel the spirit saying that, okay, let him update you, remember that there are a lot of Portuguese, more Brazilian people that are hearing. They don't understand English, or they just understand a small bit. So it's important to update so they can think and in the continuous way that we are receiving here in English, okay?
I understand, my brother. God bless you. Thank you.
Okay. So, hold on just a minute. Então, o irmão Marcos está finalmente conosco. Já todas as dificuldades e tudo aquilo que se levanta para impedir a nossa comunicação, para impedir aquilo que ele tem recebido de Deus para nos dar nesta madrugada, nesta noite. Mas, irmãos, é muito importante aquilo que nós vamos falar, sobretudo para aquelas pessoas que têm sido confundidas com a questão do sangue, do nome, do Espírito Santo. Há aqui uma certa matéria que tem sido muito confundida por certas congregações da modernidade, que misturam muita coisa, levantam novas doutrinas, que por acaso correspondem a muitas práticas que não vêm na Bíblia, mas tentam pintá-las como bíblicas. Mas, irmãos, é importante a gente entender o que é o sangue, o poder do sangue, mas o que o sangue nos concede além do perdão dos pecados e da regeneração. Portanto, é isso que nós vamos tentar, de uma forma clara, esclarecer, para que as pessoas não fiquem prejudicadas na sua relação com Deus. Amen, Brother Marcos. I just was saying that it has been, on these last days, there was big confusion amongst some new churches that are coming on the place, so that they make some confusions about the power of the blood and the role of the name of Jesus. People are being taught to raise a shout by the blood instead of following the leading of Jesus Christ, who talked about his name. So it's good to let us people know what are the difference between the role of the blood and the role of the name, because there are many people in Brazil and in Portugal here that are being conducted to the slaughterhouse are being taught that we don't need to call to use the name of Jesus against the adversary. We just plead by the blood, but it's not true. This is not what Jesus said. We must teach people to understand the tricks of the devil and to use all the harms, all the weapons that we have at our disposal, right? So please give us your thoughts and what you think about this.
Well, that's correct, my brother. You're right on target. And I want to read a scripture tonight, starting in the Epistle of Colossians. And it's in the first chapter, and I want to read verse 9 and then drop down a couple of verses there. But in verse 9, and this should be a blessing to all your listeners, this was a prayer that the Apostle Paul prayed for his fellow believers. And in verse 9, he says, "For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding." Now, when the Apostle Paul prayed this prayer, he was praying that the believers would be filled with the knowledge of the Father's will. Now, the only way, Brother Jose, that a believer in Jesus can be filled with the knowledge of his will is to first of all be born again. And that requires calling on the name of the Lord. The Bible says, "Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." So we first have to have faith in that name. And in that name is his nature, his power, his authority. And it is the right of every believer in Jesus to use his name to access the power of God, the grace of God, the protection of God, and the provision of God. So I want to encourage everyone listening tonight to always exercise that precious name. You see, the Bible says that the name of Jesus is above every name in heaven, on earth, and below. Now, what gives you the right to use that name is found in verse 13 of that same epistle in the first chapter. And verse 13 says, "Who hath delivered us from the power of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son." Now, I want to say just a couple of things about that verse. First of all, for those who have received Jesus as their Messiah, Redeemer, you have been delivered from the power of darkness, from the devil's domain, and from Satan's clutches, and you have been translated into the kingdom of his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, the next verse is very important, too. In verse 14, it says, Brother Jose, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins." Now, in order to exercise the power of his redemptive blood, you have to, first of all, understand that you come to the Lord Jesus Christ by faith in his name, and after your conversion, after your new birth, then you have the ability to exercise the power of his shed covenant blood. Everything that God has done for you or will do for you is based upon faith in his name and the power of his shed blood. So I thank God tonight. The old song says, my brother, nothing but the blood of Jesus will wash away our sins. Right. And there's power in the blood of Jesus. But we have to learn as believers, Brother Jose, to learn to use the name of Jesus in petitionary prayer, in authoritative declarations, and in using that name in demonstrating the power of God, of his kingdom, of his dear Son, over spiritual darkness and wickedness in high places.
Right.
So we got to use the power of that name.
I think that the
go ahead, my brother.
The confusion that the people are being conducted is this it's a great trick of the devil, because what we are talking about here, that the on spiritual warfare, even the most holy of the holies, like Jesus Christ, who has no sin, who never had a sin, he was confronted with Satan on the desert, right?
Yes.
So
yes,
even if we are washed and we are saints in the eyes of the Father, we are covered by the blood of Jesus Christ, even if we are not living in sin, even so, Satan, he is legitimate in this world to attack us, because he is the ruler of this world, because man gave him this power. So, if pastors are teaching the chiefs that in confronting Satan in spiritual warfare, we don't use the name of Jesus, but we use the blood. We plead by the blood. It's the same thing that a general is teaching his soldiers. Okay, when you are in the front line, head to head with your enemy, you say to your enemy, "You cannot kill me, because I washed myself today." Do you think that the enemy will not shoot? No. Even if you can be washed by the blood. So people must understand the difference between being washed and in the power of the blood that gives him authority to fight spiritual warfare, to destroy the works of the devil, but in the name of Jesus.
That's it.
It's not the blood. It's the name for spiritual warfare. And it's the blood for salvation. But we have here in Brazil, in Portugal, an infiltration of Satanism, of masonry in the church. They are changing places. They are trying to forget, to the chips, to forget the power of the name. Because Satan doesn't want opposition. You understand this problem? And I know what I'm talking. Yes, I was 10 years on that church, trying to understand. They used the scripture on Revelation that talks about they overcome with the blood against Satan, but they cut it off. They don't use the rest of the scripture. They overcome by the blood and the testimony of his word. So teachings of Jesus. We cannot put aside the name of Jesus.
No, we cannot.
If he confront the King of Kings, why cannot attack us? Put us sick. And the blood, I know that the blood has power, but what Jesus teaches us, he teaches to use his name. That's his name. That confers the power to the blood. The blood has power because it's the blood of Jesus. So this is the problem, you see. It's heresies. It's a little bit change on the scripture. Oh, don't look for that. Just look for this. And you know what happened? There are people with depression dying seeking because they are not being taught on what is the real spiritual warfare.
Exactly.
And this is a big problem. This is religious. This is infiltration. And I hope that in America, you will never pass what we have passed here in Europe. Because this is infiltration. This is masonry. You know, I'm going to share with you just a little bit more. The confusion is so big that they mix the plead of the blood with an old ancient masonry Babylonic practical of opening the book. And they say, they teach the chiefs, if you want to hear God to talk to you, you plead by the blood and you open the Bible, put the finger on the scripture, and God will talk to you, because the blood talks. Look, there are people being crazy with this, because Satan has taught masonry to do this practice. And Christians are being led to the harms of Satan, to the harm of spirituality. And they are not using what Jesus has taught. You understand the danger? So we must understand that we are being infiltrated. Infiltrated, okay? Don't follow
the... This is very true, my brother, and you said it so succinctly. And there is an infiltration. In fact, in 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Bible specifically says that now the Spirit of God speaks expressly to in the latter times. And Brother Jose, we are in the end times. It says that some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. And right now there is a major move, a satanic, demonic move, a front to totally not only discredit but remove the name of Jesus from the lips of believers. They are outlawing in certain areas the use of speaking the name of Jesus. So if the name of Jesus is not important, how come Satan is so fervently right now trying to eradicate that name? That shows you the power of the name of Jesus right there, my brother, for it's in that name that we shall see the signs and wonders of the kingdom of God, the healings and deliverances. We must never underestimate the power of the name of Jesus. We must not give heed to these seducing spirits and doctrines of demons that want to remove the power of the name from our lips and our hearts.
Brother Marcus, I have some knowledge of people. They consult the Bible, pleading by the blood, and reading a versicle, a random scripture that appears, they take decisions to divorce. They take decisions to leave jobs. Do you understand this danger? You understand what they are doing with the chips? People, it's like the fast food, you see? People don't want to wait. They want the answer there. But God, Jesus never said to open the book like this, to use it like a talisman.
Teach
people that you will speak when we call by the blood. This is crazy. This is what happened. This is happening. People are getting crazy. And then who's the guilty one? The gospel. Do you understand what Satan is doing?
Exactly. It's a satanic scheme to discredit the power of the word.
So that's what I'm hoping that you help to clarify and to warn people in America. Careful with these doctrines. Understand the difference between the power of the blood and the role of the name of Jesus. Both are important and needed, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. You can't effectively use one without the other. And when people start just flippantly going to the scripture without studying the whole counsel of God. Bible study is not just opening your scripture and taking your finger to a point, to a certain verse that could be soulishly induced. Believers are being bewitched right now, my brother, due to seducing spirits. When you go to the scripture, you should have a heart's desire to study the word and let the Holy Spirit lead you into all truth and be your teacher. But with these infiltrating spirits that are coming in to the churches in America and other places as well, we have to be very alert, my brother, as you so well said. We have to be watchful and prayerful. We have to have the discerning of the spirit to know which spirit we're being moved by. And when people start trying to separate the power of the name from the power of the blood, or vice versa, they're walking on dangerous territory. They're walking and giving themselves over to a spirit of error. And we are going to stand, men of God like you and me, Brother Jose, we're going to stand and instruct the true believers into the whole counsel of God, and we're going to show them error. We're going to show them, amen, these demonic deceptions and doctrines of devils. And so, personally, I want to say this. You and your radio program are doing such a wonderful job of bringing the truth and nothing but the truth and the whole truth of God's counsel to believers across this world, and I commend you on that. So we are going to have to be more diligent in our study of the Scripture with our Holy Spirit as the teacher, asking the Holy Spirit. Because, see, Jesus said when the Holy Spirit comes, he don't testify of himself, but he testifies as Jesus. And when he testifies of Jesus, he'll testify of his name. And something you said I want to touch on real quickly, too, going through spiritual warfare, you have to have the power of the name in your heart, not just on your lips. Mm-hmm. And you have to have knowledge of the shed blood of Jesus, but you also have to do just like Jesus. Brother Jose, when Jesus was led into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil, what did Jesus do? He responded with the word, saying, it is written. It is written. Yeah. And that's why we have to understand his word.
That's the Rhema word, right?
That is the Rhema word, yes. Amen. Because what happens as we study the written word, when we allow the Holy Spirit to be our teacher, he will bring a revelatory life to that written word, and it becomes a Rhema word to our hearts. When a word that is written becomes a Rhema word by the Holy Spirit, that word then is ingrained in our hearts. It is written in our hearts. Go ahead, brother.
Because there is another deception, you see, brother, and this is more subtle. Because Bible is the Rhema word of God. It's a work of God. It's the Rhema. It's the living word. But it's not the word of God. Because the word of God is not a book. It's Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.
Logos. Logos is Jesus Christ. The word of God, word of God is Jesus Christ. And the Bible is the Rhema word. It's the living spirituality of the word of God, of Jesus Christ. So we must understand, because even Jesus said, you look in the scriptures having eternal life, but they spoke of me. Jesus is more than the Bible. Jesus is the Logos, is the word and the Bible. So when people are being teach that, like they teach on that church, the Bible is Jesus. My God, they can manipulate everything with the Bible. They take verses without context to manipulate the minds, to cast spells on the lives of the believers. And they become those false pastors. They become the God of these people. You understand the danger?
That's right.
So,
Brother Jose, you explained that very well.
This is the power of Satan. This is deception.
And
the infiltration.
And these are religious spirits. These are religious spirits that have come into the collective institutionalized church to deceive the true saints and the true sheep. Now, I believe that as the Holy Spirit opens our eyes, we will be able to recognize the living word. Jesus is the word of God. And in the days that Jesus dealt with the Pharisees, and you mentioned it, they were taunting Jesus with their knowledge of the scriptures, but Jesus told them that they did not seek him because there was the power of the living word. And sometimes religious spirits deceive people even with an understanding of the written word, but they totally forget Jesus is the living word. And that's why, Brother Jose, the error there is so subtle, it's so cunning, because even Satan used, although he was in error, he even responded back to Jesus using the word when he was being tested in the wilderness. So you see how conniving, you see how subtle, you see how much of a cunning scheme that is. And those religious spirits to operate the same way. And that's why we've seen many people lord themselves over the flock of God, as the Bible warns. because they don't know the living word. They've only got an understanding of head knowledge of the written word. And that's a danger, Brother Jose.
Yes, very dangerous. You see, the best comparison I can make, and I've been talking with people about this, is this. Saying that the Bible is Jesus Christ is the same thing that we call Mona Lisa Leonardo da Vinci. The Bible is the most perfect thing that God left this day to us to understand God, to guide us to Jesus. But he's not Jesus. The book is not Jesus. Jesus
That's
cannot
right.
contain it cannot the Bible cannot contain Jesus Christ. And is the Bible
right.
it's written there. So the Bible is the Mona Lisa of Jesus Christ. But it's not Jesus Christ. Okay?
Yes.
Bible is a
yes.
manifestation, a rhema, a living word of the word of God that is Jesus. So
yes.
if you believe more in the Bible than in Jesus Christ, you are in danger. You can be manipulated.
That's right.
You must first
yes.
believe in Jesus Christ. And then
That's right.
you can see Jesus Christ through the eyes of God, through the eyes of the Spirit, on the Bible. Okay?
Yes.
I'm not diminishing. I'm not saying the Bible is not, we cannot confess the Bible. No, we confess the Bible. That is rhema word. But Jesus is bigger. Okay? The thief on the cross, he didn't knew anything about the Bible, about the saved by
That's
Jesus.
Right.
Because he knew Jesus. He saw Jesus there. And he was saved. You understand?
Amen. Amen.
Many people say, oh, you're not a Christian because you are talking bad about the Bible. No. I'm putting the things on the right place. The Bible
exactly.
is not Jesus. It's a work of Jesus. It's the most perfect work of Jesus for our spirit to let us know him. But Jesus is even bigger than the Bible. Okay? This is
yes, he is.
Brother Mark, I'm going to update this in Portuguese because people need to hear your confirmation. Okay? You're a man of God. You're not a pulpit man. You are a workman. You're a field man. So it's important to people because people are knowing your work, and I want to share with them your opinion about this. Because we are dealing with many people that have profound trauma in their heads, in their spiritual life of this church, you see? And they are leaving the system now. So just give me some minutes, okay? Então, eu vou falar com o irmão Marcos acerca da questão. Em primeiro lugar, do sangue, a confusão que há hoje em dia sobre o sangue e o nome. O irmão Marcos foi claro. Em termos de guerra espiritual, não é o sangue que nós temos que clamar. O adversário não temeu enfrentar Jesus no deserto. Você acha que por mais santo que você estiver e lavado no sangue, se Satanás estiver com vontade de dar cabo da sua vida ou da sua família, ele vai temê-lo mais a si do que temeu Jesus? Ou para enganá-lo? Não. Você tem que o enfrentar com a autoridade do nome. Tem que o repreender, tem que destruir as suas obras. Com o nome, foi o que Jesus ordenou. Mas você só pode usar o nome se estiver lavado no sangue do Cordeiro. Então vamos entender uma coisa. É preciso compreender isto. Se lhe estão dizendo numa igreja que você não precisa de usar o nome, fique sabendo que você está sendo enganado pelo diabo e por aqueles que te o seguem, consciente ou inconscientemente. Porque no dia em que o inimigo não quiser obedecer a Deus, você não vai usar a arma que Deus lhe deu e você vai ter um prejuízo na sua vida. Pode ser uma doença, pode ser seja o que for. Se até agora você tem tido graça, quando clama pelo sangue de Jesus, pode crer que é por misericórdia, não é pela sua obediência e pela sua confiança que está tendo nos ensinos de Cristo. Você tem que exercitar a autoridade no nome. Mas é evidente, tem que crer no sacrifício e no sangue que foi derramado por si. Porque houve quem tentasse usar o nome e não, nunca tinha aceitado o sacrifício de Jesus. E está lá em Atos isso. E acabou mal, não é? Mas você tem direito a mais do que o sangue. Deus derramou o seu sangue para você desfazer as obras do diabo em nome de Jesus. Essa é a sua arma de guerra espiritual. É essa e é a palavra. A palavra rema, a palavra viva, que é a Bíblia. A Bíblia, que não é Jesus. Não é o Logos. É rema. É a palavra viva. É a obra de Deus. É a obra de Jesus Cristo. A Bíblia é uma obra do Deus vivo. Mas não é o Deus vivo em si. Chamar a Bíblia a palavra de Deus é a mesma coisa que dizer que a Mona Lisa é o Leonardo da Vinci. Mas a Mona Lisa não é o Leonardo da Vinci. Então, a Bíblia é palavra viva de um Deus vivo. Mas a Bíblia não contém Jesus Cristo. E ela mesmo diz isso. Não havia livros suficientes para conter a glória de Cristo. A Bíblia não tem vida eterna em si mesmo. E foi Jesus que falou. As Escrituras não têm vida eterna, mas aquele de quem delas fala, que é ele. E Jesus repreendeu quem queria se justificar com as Escrituras para ter vida eterna. Só Cristo tem vida eterna. Então entenda que na luta espiritual, para você quebrar as maldições, que o inimigo constantemente levanta pessoas para lançar em cima de si, é com o nome. Você pode estar todo lavadinho, mas se for para uma frente de batalha, nenhum inimigo te vai respeitar porque você tomou banho hoje. Você acha que o diabo vai respeitá-lo alguma coisa? Ele não respeitou Jesus Cristo no deserto, como é que ia respeitá-lo assim? Então nunca se esqueça disso. Você tem o sangue, então exercite o nome. Não despreze o que Jesus ensinou, não. Para agradar a pastores que andam ao serviço de Gadu. Cresça. Cresça. Peça confirmação a Deus. Você vai ver que se essas pessoas tiverem assalto do inimigo, elas vão te repreender por usar o nome de Jesus. Vão dizer que você está no movimento. Mas é esse movimento é que repreendia e destruía as obras do diabo com que os apóstolos conquistaram a fé do mundo inteiro. Foi com o poder do nome de Jesus. Você não vê nenhum lado na Bíblia algum apóstolo sequer repreender em nome do sangue. Então, antes de dizer mal quem lhe fala a verdade, cresça e apareça. Deixe de ser criança, deixe de ser babão do seu pastor. Se o seu pastor for homem de Deus, ele vai confirmar que você tem o sangue, mas tem que exercitar o nome. Não pode desprezar o nome, não. Foi isso que Jesus ensinou. O nome que está sobre todos os nomes. Cresça a verdade, porque você está sendo roubado. Amen, Brother Marcos. Please, let's go. I know that you have more.
Well, one thing that the Holy Spirit dropped into my heart as you were sharing with the audience tonight was to reaffirm, my brother, you are in no way disaffirming the authority of Scripture, but what you're showing is the importance of knowing Jesus. And the Scripture that the Lord dropped into my heart is in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14. Mm-hmm. And the Scripture says, the natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness mm-hmm. to him. Neither can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Now, the natural man is the unredeemed nature of a person. It takes the Holy Spirit to regenerate a person and bring him to a new birth experience. So if a natural man picks up the Word of God, but he does not discern and is not able to discern the truth of Scripture, then even the Scripture can be used to dominate, dictate, and manipulate and bring people into religious bondage. But the Scripture yeah. must be discerned by the indwelling power of the Holy Spirit, and he that is born again, the Spirit of God is joined to him to lead him as a teacher. And there's a Scripture, in fact, up in verse 12 of the same chapter. Let me read that one also. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. So it's imperative that
we understand that Jesus, the living word, is brought to our understanding and in insightful revelation by the power of the Holy Spirit, because it's the Holy Spirit that takes the things of God and makes them known to a true believer. So we must have the Holy Spirit teaching us. In fact, there's a couple more scriptures. Let me just read them. It's right up above the last verse I read, same chapter out of 1 Corinthians chapter 2. And it says, and I love this here, but God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God. So, again, the Word of God is telling us that God will reveal the truth, his kingdom, and his word to us, but it must be by the Holy Spirit. And I think, Brother Jose, that there's a lack of dependence in the pulpits of the nation of America and perhaps other places as well. We don't depend upon the power and person of the Holy Spirit as our teacher, as our instructor. And because go ahead, my brother. Yeah.
That's another deception. That's how can I say in English? The men are replacing the Holy Spirit. The authority
Absolutely.
In the churches.
Yes. I couldn't have said it better.
They are not building worshippers and followers of Christ. They are building followers of themselves.
Yes. They're too busy building their own kingdom and not the kingdom of God, because they lack the anointing and presence of the Holy Spirit. Right now, especially in America, my brother Jose, you can see what I call pulpits that simply placate or try to engender the following of the people. But it's not by the power of the Holy Spirit, or neither is it by the power of God. Again, in that same passage of Scripture, 2 Corinthians, Paul said this, and you know this because you've experienced this yourself. Paul said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in the demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. But right now, Brother Jose, we've got people replacing the authority of God with their own authority. They're simply speaking enticing words of man's wisdom, and they're not showing the demonstration of the kingdom of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. And therefore, the people's faith are lodged in religious superstars and not in Jesus.
Yep, that's true. And brother, you know, even said to be enslaved. People are paying tithings to these wolves.
Yes,
that's the worst of that. That's incomprehensible. That they are all followers of Christ. They speak against all the bad things that Satan does on this world. But when you reach them and you confront them, okay, you are a follower of Christ. So leave everything. Live by grace, not by the law of the tithings. Oh no.
Yes.
In this, they are not followers. They prefer to enslave, to mix law with grace. Because you know why?
That's right.
Because they don't believe in the grace. They don't want to depend on the grace of Christ. You understand? I'm not against people tithing. I'm not against people offering on the church. I am against on half-truth. If they are followers of Christ, they don't have the right to do what this master didn't never do. Jesus Christ never charged a tithe. He always depend on the offerings. And that's what he, as followers of Christ, need to give example. I know that you are experiencing the pure grace of God, because you are not tithing as a law. You are accepting. I am accepting what God puts on the heart of the people. And I know that people sometimes don't give more because they can't. So who am I to be bigger than my master? if he never
yes.
used, and he was God, but that you understand this, this is all prophetic. So please hear this. You don't need to follow these false masters. You don't need.
Amen.
Jesus, it's so yours as Jesus is of them. You are all brothers. That's what Jesus said. We are all brothers. Some people are more prepared to some bigger works. But the love of God is equal to everyone. On the day of judgment, there will no be medals. We all are sinners that we need the love of our Father. Pastors,
yes, Jesus.
Evangelists, and only, and even sheep. We are all sinners. That's what we are. But by His grace, we can do good works to help, because not because He needs us, but He wants to share His glory with us. He wants us to give a better inheritance in Him. That's all. That's why He put us on the field. But we are all sinners. No, there are no pastor and sheep. If there are pastors, that's because God will charge them more. It was given
yes.
more to them. So
yes.
Jesus will charge them because they need to work more than you. That you are sick, that you don't have understanding. But they just want, not all. I don't want to be unjust. It's not everybody. There are true pastors,
right.
and you have one talking with me here. He doesn't want to say, but I say, you have a true pastor of God here on the other side of the line. But it's me. It's my responsibility. You have one true pastor of God here. Because pastors are those that work, not that live great life, that work, that put their hands in the field, take care of life. These are the pastors. Okay? So when the pastors, I don't know if you are in this situation or no, I was disillusioned with my pastors. But I have found the grace of God that took me out of the system to find this pastor. This, that, like you, Brother Marx, you are a pastor of, you are a man with the heart of God. Remember, God, I'm not saying because you are here. I'm saying because since the first time I heard your crying of the Indian people, God put myself, stay on the bridge for this guy. This is my pastor. Okay? It's my responsibility. Okay, go on.
Well, I bless you for that, brother, and both Curtis and I so appreciate that. And I want to go back to something you said, because you spoke of law and grace, and I find it so interesting that in the book of Galatians, in the first chapter in verse 6, listen to what the Apostle Paul said. He said to the Galatian believers, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Did you catch that, listeners, tonight? Paul was addressing how people that had come to know the grace of God, because the Bible says you're not saved by law or works, you're saved by God's grace. But Paul was overwhelmed. He was in awe of the fact that some of the Galatian believers were now being taken back to another gospel of law away from the grace of God. And Brother Jose, I think that we've seen that creep back into the body of Christ again, the mixing of law and grace. The Bible says in the Old Testament that God hates mixture. And when people start mixing grace and law, then grace is no longer the pure grace that God meant it to be. And everything under the law had its limitations. And Brother Jose, correct me if I'm wrong, but even the tithe is limited. And even one scripture talked about how the tithe is called the accursed thing. And so we have to move into the pure grace of God and allow the Holy Spirit to separate all the wheat and tare of law out of us, that we will not be bound by religion, but saved by the pure grace of God. Does that make sense, Brother Jose?
Oh, yes, Father. I used to say that people, they teach the sheep to give 10% of God. They teach the sheep to steal 90% from God.
It is so overwhelming today that we've seen this so-called gospel of prosperity become a predominant message in the kingdom. Now, the Lord does want to bless you by his covenant right and his covenant promises. But when people, especially leaders or so-called preachers, get on the air and get on the TV programs and talk about money and money and money, they talk about more about money than they do the master.
Yeah.
And that shows you what spirit they're of. And brother, this is something that I believe, Jose, the Holy Ghost wants to deal with, because innocent sheep are being taken advantage of and they're being robbed and manipulated by these greedy preachers.
Of course, Brother Mark, I'm not against people giving money to the church. Do you understand?
No.
Let me try to understand. If the church, if the congregation follows the true Christ, doesn't mix law with grace. If these pastors, when the sheep are healed, they go to his house to pray.
Yes.
When the sheep need, they are present. Please, don't give him 10%. Give him 20%. Give him 30%. Give him what you want, because these are men of God.
Amen. Yes.
But don't follow people that use half-truths, half-Bibles, that take the verses from his context, manipulate your mind. These are the angels of Satan. There are no other words. People like talk about abortion, about gay marriage, they have discernment to see Satan on these things, and they don't have discernment to see that they are mixing law with grace.
Amen.
Even when they talk about the tithing of Abraham, how much times Abraham gave his tithe, and it was Melchizedek who forced him. It is written in the Bible that God forced Seth to Abraham, or it was volunteer. It was an offering. It was a generosity. Because first, Melchizedek bring bread and wine to have a party with Abraham. So don't be manipulated. Everything you have to do, you do volunteer, but not by force, not by law, okay?
That's
because if you pay, remember this, if they think they are bigger than Christ to receive the tithings from the law, they need to circumcise them. They need to do everything that is in the law. And what they are teaching you is that only in two words, in three words, Jesus is not enough. Do you believe?
Right.
So you
explain that.
He is enough. Yes, go
you,
on.
You explain that very well. I just wanted to say you explain that very well, my brother. And I just thank God that you've got such a heart of understanding the kingdom of God and how the kingdom operates. And just to reaffirm, you know, we're not against God's people giving to the church, but don't let it be by limitation. But we want to see it done by just pure love. And I want to just say this, brother, you didn't ask me to say this, but I want to say this while we're here. I want everybody listening tonight, I want you to pray and ask the Holy Spirit if he would just encourage you, prompt you, or give you a Holy Spirit unction to send something to Brother Jose to bless him. I'm not asking for myself tonight. I'm asking for a fellow believer, for Brother Jose, and for the ministry of the radio, Destroying Strongholds, because this brother is making a difference. He's on the cutting edge of what God is wanting to do right now in destroying demonic, satanic strongholds that are trying to captivate this world that we're living in. And so just pray and ask the Father if he would bless you to do that. This is a man that's worthy of his labor. He's given you spiritual things, and so therefore I ask that you take your earthly things and carnal things and bless him and bless the ministry. Now, brother, I know you didn't ask me to say that, but I wanted to take this time to just believe that the favor and the blessing of God will come upon you through the people that are your faithful listeners. Because we do appreciate you. We have to support men of God like yourself to keep you on the air. Because every time, Brother Jose, you go on the air, you weaken the prince of the power of the air by preaching the truth that you do and by exposing the darkness that you expose. And we bless you for that. We commend you for that, man of God.
Brother Marcus, I thank for that words, because it's a long way that we have done. But I want to share with you, and because I know that this is to the glory of our God, because our God is the one who makes me walking. 20 years since I gave him my life. I want to tell you that me and my wife, we are praying to God the right time to look for jobs. On this moment that I am talking with you, not even me and my wife, we have a job. We are taking care of my mom that is on the bed 17 years. She had a stroke. I want to say this. I have all the motivations to start mixing law with grace. But you know, God never failed me.
Amen.
God never failed me. He didn't let Satan take my mom. My mom is a miracle. Each breath she takes, it's a miracle. You see the power of the blood? She was not a great believer. She was not straight to God. But by my faithfulness, by my alliance with him, he spared my mom. With the faithfulness of Abraham, God spared Lot. If you love your children, if you love your father, your mother, please, it's your alliance with God that will sustain. Because if they are weak, God has chosen you to be strong, to stay on the bridge. So remember this. These people that are hearing our show today, tonight, they are chosen to be a column of faith. It's not only Brother Max. It's not only Jose. It's you. You are a column for your family. Because if your mom, your wife, your son, your daughter doesn't have the same faith, remember that the faith is a present of God. God has chosen you. And for your faithfulness, you will bring grace upon your lovers. Me and my family will serve the Lord. Remember this. Require from the, because you are paying the price for your dear lovers. It's not only your salvation, it's your dear lovers.
Well, brother, I just want to just, you know, thank you again for, you know, you walking by faith and not by sight, and not feeling the pressure of life to, you know, give yourself to that mixture of law and grace. And I commend you on your heart, brother, and I don't say that lightly. I know you by the Holy Spirit. I had that connection with you when we first spoke. Paul said to know others by the Spirit of God, and my heart knew yours, and I believe that you were, you know, allowed to see my heart as the Holy Spirit connected our journey together and our path together. And I believe that, you know, through this radio program and our partnership, that the Father in His grace is going to use us to do, you know, some awesome things for the people that are listeners in many nations across this world.
Go ahead, my brother. Sorry, because I think it's important. I would like to our listeners to understand this. There are some great men of God. Mm-hmm. I know some. I consider them my brothers because I know they believe what they teach. There are some pastors. There are some pastors. They really believe because they were taught on the tithing, on the system. They are not free yet. They are not completely free to set their sheep free, but they are sincerely believing they have the position to charge tithe. We must understand that are great men of God. These men, even I know they are wrong in this because they were teach like this, but these men prove they are men of God. They are real pastors because when the sheep is healed, He is their presence. He pays the price for the sheep. These are real men of God. I'm trying to warn you because there are infiltration. You must ask the Holy Spirit, and Brother Mark warned here, it's the Holy Spirit that will give you peace because it's very difficult to see who is unconsciously wrong and with bad intentions. There are many, many, many false pastors, but there are pastors from God. They are not worked yet in this case of the tithing. I consider them great men of God because I see they are sincerely believing that they can ask the tithing. But remember, we are not born with every knowledge. We are all in a process. We must ask the Holy Spirit to try this man, to open the eyes, because when they start living completely by faith, they will free their sheep. Their sheep will grow, and the body will arise. The army will arise completely free to attack the strongholds of the enemy, to stop mixing mammon with God.
Yes.
This is the promise of God. Brother Max, I will share with you this, and then I will give you the rest of the program. We have 23 minutes. I will share with you this, because it's a vision from God. It's a gift from the Holy Spirit. It was given to our group of evangelists some 2 or 3 months before. God shows on a reunion, on a fellowship reunion, in a vision. It was seen a lot of people going to a shopping mall, a shopping mall. I think it's the word, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And there was people who were selling bottles of water. 5 liters, 1 liter, small bottles, half liter. And the people, those people that had more money, they would buy the bigger ones. But there are a lot of people that had almost no money. They only could buy a few. And there were people that couldn't buy any water because they didn't have water. They came with thirsty. And after this scene, it was seen like an angel descending from the sky, calling the people and saying to the people, "Come here. Do you see that fountain there?" And he appointed, it was seen a beautiful translucent water. Fountain water. And the angel said to the people, "Don't buy more of this dead water. Go to that fountain. That is the living water. It's free.
Yes.
You don't have
yes.
to pay. Go to the fountain. This is the way. Go to the fountain because it's for you. I leave you with this as I know that the Holy Spirit that will speak with you. Brother Marks, I'm going in 1 minute update, and then I will leave you to conduct the 20 minutes that we have, okay?
All right, my brother. Thank you.
Okay. Meus irmãos, eu estive falando acerca da continuidade da questão da infiltração que temos sentido no corpo de Cristo, todo este tipo de artimanhas. Mas há preciso entender que há muita gente, muitos pastores ainda, que estão com anos e anos e anos de um sistema às costas. Estão escravizados. São homens de Deus aos quais foi ensinado esse sistema dos dízimos e tudo. Mas, irmãos, aquilo que nós temos que orar é pedir ao Espírito Santo que nos dê discernimento para ver quem são aqueles que ainda vão acordar. Porque há muitos homens de Deus, são esses que estão junto das ovelhas quando eles precisam. Esses são homens de Deus que não têm o conhecimento, não estão libertos, mas têm um bom coração. São homens segundo o coração de Deus. Eu não estou falando contra eles. Esses precisam da nossa oração, precisam ser confrontados com amor. Agora, meus irmãos, há coisas que são declaradas. Aquelas pessoas soberbas que não reconhecem os seus erros, que são incapazes de pedir perdão. Aquelas pessoas que têm mais bucho do que um são. Meus irmãos, isso não são homens de Deus. Esses homens nunca vão dar a vida por si. Eu partilhei com o irmão Marcos e com os ouvintes uma visão que o Senhor nos deu aqui há uns tempos atrás. Muita gente se dirigia aos centros comerciais para comprar água. E era vendido todo tipo de garrafa de água, 5 litros, 10 litros, 2 litros, meio litro. E era dado a cada um segundo o dinheiro que tinha. Muita gente não tinha. Bebia daquela água e depois já não tinha mais dinheiro. Mas vinha um anjo à saída do supermercado, do centro comercial, e esse anjo falava com as pessoas uma a uma. Apontava o caminho para uma fonte de águas vivas e dizia assim, olha, não bebam mais dessas águas. Está ali a fonte. É água viva, está sempre a jorrar e é de graça. É de graça. Não precisam gastar dinheiro nessa água morta, não. Agora os irmãos façam o que quiserem. Se quiserem acreditar, acreditem. Se não quiserem, não acreditem. Mas esta é a vontade do Espírito Santo. Você não precisa depender de ninguém. Vai diretamente à fonte e não precisa de pagar para que Deus dirija a sua vida, não. É que o Espírito Santo lhe seja concedido. Isto, caso você queira, ser dirigido pelo Espírito Santo e não pelos intermediários. Solidão, se você tiver dinheiro para pagar. Esses são os mercenários. É claro que os donos dos hipermercados se revoltavam contra o anjo. Queriam atacar o anjo. Diziam uns para os outros. Como é que a gente vai sobreviver se eles aprenderem a ir à fonte? Agora façam o que entenderem, meus irmãos. Mas, por favor, julguem os espíritos. Não é só dos anjos, não. Dos homens também. Ponham-nos à prova com a verdade. I forget to say, Brother Marcos, that the owners of the shopping malls, they start being hungry with the angel because they start talking to each other. What are we going to do? We don't have more profit if the people go to the fountain. Let's attack the angel.
That's powerful.
This was the vision.
It's very powerful. It truly describes the free grace of God, and it exposes the control and greed of men.
Oh, yeah, unfortunately. But, you know, brother, returning to our main issue, I believe in the grace of God, and I believe that those who understand the power of the blood and the power of the name of Jesus will destroy these strongholds in this town,
Amen.
In this church, in this congregation.
Yes.
Amen. Do you agree?
I agree, brother. God is raising up a supernatural breed of chosen saints who are so in love with Jesus and so touched and filled with his spirit that they're going to manifest and demonstrate the kingdom of God and his light in the worst times of darkness. And there's a scripture I'm looking at right now. It's found in the Gospel of Mark. And these are the words of Jesus. And he said, these signs shall follow them that believe. If you're a true believer, there should be something following you. And it should be the signs of his kingdom. And in the very same verse, Jesus said, in my name. So there again, we have the power of the name of Jesus, which stands for his nature, his power and authority. Mm-hmm. And he said, in my name, they shall cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. And then I want to drop down to the last two verses, because then it said, so then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven. And Jesus sat down at the right hand of God. But now watch what the believers did. Those whom he had spoken to, those whom he had walked with and revealed himself to, in verse 20 of the 16th chapter of Mark, it says, and they went forth and preached everywhere, and the Lord working with them and confirming the word with signs following. So here we have, Brother Jose, a group of followers of Jesus that knew the power of his name, but they also knew the power of the word when they spoke it. And God confirmed his word with signs following, supernatural occurrences. And Brother Jose, I know it is getting very evil and sinisterly dark out there in the world in respect to the end times we're living in. But I believe that we're going to see a group of end time saints that knows how to destroy strongholds, because they're so filled with the light and the glory and the power of God. And they're walking in the truth. They're escaping religious Babylon. They're not bending and bowing down to the elitists of the New World Order, but they're standing firm in their faith for Jesus. And these will be those worship warriors that shall contend for the faith that was once delivered to the saints. And I believe that they'll be used of God to do mighty exploits in his name and to shatter the darkness that's over people's lives, that's over their regions, that's over their nations. And I believe that God is using you and your radio program to empower and equip the saints with truth, with spiritual weapons, to fortify them and strengthen them and mature them into Christ, who is the head of the church, his true church, and to bring them forth into a army of righteous believers that will not be daunted by the darkness. They will not be overwhelmed, nor shall they be defeated. You are being used to lift up and raise up overcomers, people who will take the time that they have tonight to listen to a broadcast like this, are doing so because they want to know Jesus. They want to know the truth. They want to be free. And I feel right now, Brother Jose, that the Spirit of God is really releasing some of our fellow brothers and sisters from things that have beset them, things that have oppressed them, things that have vexed them. Jesus went about doing good, relieving all who were oppressed by the devil. And I believe that some of the folks that are listening to us tonight, brother, are being relieved by the anointing of the Holy Spirit, the vexation, the harassment, and the torment that they've been subject to is now leading them, because there is power in the name of Jesus. I speak in that name right now. And we exercise that faith that has been given to us in our hearts by the shedding of God's grace in our hearts to speak the word of faith tonight to those
who have been under this type of spiritual warfare. But God is
Amen.
Causing them right now to awaken themselves to be victorious believers. I feel victory for the saints tonight. They're listening to us, Brother Jose. I feel victory for them.
Amen. Me too, Brother Max. All you have said, the Holy Spirit conduct me to Daniel chapter 12. I'm putting
yes.
here on the chat room both the scriptures that say on these times, last times, this is the times that we are living, many of shall be purified.
That's it.
And made white and tried.
That's right.
But the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. And then it says, and they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and that they turn men to righteousness, many to righteousness, as the stars
yeah.
forever and ever. People that are hearing this show tonight are these ones that Daniel prophesied. Maybe on the church they didn't have so much valor. They were despised. People like those false preachers, don't look for these people because, oh, they are always sick or they are poor. But if they are here, it's because they know the voice of this pastor. And
yes.
the spirit that talks with your mouth, the spirit that anoints my mouth, it's his pastor, not us.
Yes.
It's Jesus Christ. So I want them to read this chapter in Daniel 12, because it said there that many of them, they shall be stolen to be purified. They fall. They will
yes.
fall. But in the last moment, they arise like the stars, like eagles.
Thank you, Lord.
It's you. It's you, my friend, that are here. It's you, Curtis, that once you said that there is no way for my life, God is the way. Jesus is the door, but is the way.
Yeah.
And is in his name with the right person beside you. We will hear too much less like those we always want to hear, because you're laughing, it's our joy. It's for you and it's for your people that think there are no way for us. God will make justice. I am putting Leonard Peltier all days on the throne of God, because I have something in my spirit that says that he will find Jesus and he will be used to free
yes. us,
to bring salvation to many of their people. You will find,
yes.
I have been asking, God, reveal yourself, reveal your son to Leonard and take him there, take him from there.
Yes.
Put him
yes.
on the right place, because I know it's not in vain. When God wants a person, if God needs to take him from the city to recover his blindness like he did on the Bible, maybe he's suffering, but his reward will come. And
yes.
soon, maybe soon, we will have good news about Leonard Peltier.
We're believing for God to do just what you said. You mentioned a word a while ago that was very powerful. You talked about the purification. And Brother Jose, let me quickly read the scripture here, because I believe this is exactly what God is doing right now, our Father is doing right now, in the hearts of those who set to seek his face. In Malachi chapter 3, the scripture says, I will send my messenger, and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord whom you seek shall suddenly come to his temple. The Apostle Paul said, that know ye not that ye are the temple of God? And I want to encourage believers tonight that are truly seeking him. He is coming to his temple. He's coming to your spiritual temple. He's coming to your spirit,
Amen.
Your soul, your body to purify you. And let me read a couple more real quickly here. Verse 2, but who may abide the day of his coming? There's going to be a time that he comes for all his saints, but there is a coming of the purifying of the power and the fire of God right now in the hearts of those who are seeking him. Who shall stand when he appears? For he's like a refiner's fire. The Bible says in Hebrews, our God is a consuming fire. And then it says here, he's like a fuller's soap. And the word is like soap that washes us and cleanses us. And the
Amen.
Lord is coming to his temple. The Lord is coming, amen, to you, when he's to visit you, to encounter you. And God is doing a deep purification right now, Brother Jose, in the lives of those who are listening to this program. God's mm-hmm. fire is consuming things, hay and stubble, that after he gets done, we will be as pure gold and we will be as pure silver, because we're being tested and purified right now. Everything that you're going through is for your purposeful purification mm-hmm. and your perfecting as a vessel that is meet for the master's use. That's why
Amen.
Many of you are going through a purging right now, a purging process. And God is
That's
putting, amen, his nature in there. So I thank God, Brother Jose, that we're being purged and purified, cleansed and prepared as God's spiritual house. For when he comes to his house, when he shows up and moves in, our body is like a three-story building, spirit, soul, and body, three different levels, but yet in the same body. But when God comes to take up a habitation there, for we are his holy habitation that he's preparing right now. And once that army is revealed and we come together in the unity of the spirit and the bond of peace, we are going to see, amen, some tremendous miracles wrought by the hand of God through us, through you, through who you're listening tonight. You that will be a part of this end time army of God. I find that to be good news, my brother.
Amen. Brother, and that's the secret of the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We can only have authority on the name when we are purified by the blood. Our flesh
yes.
has a fray of the blood of Jesus Christ, because she knows, our flesh knows, she will die.
Yes.
For the spirit live free in ourselves.
Yes.
And
yes, amen.
Don't be afraid to be purified. That's Daniel. Ask God. I know that the answer is ahead. I don't understand now. But by faith, I know that my answer and the reason for everything, it's ahead. And I will serve my King. I will serve my King. And this is our inheritance in Jesus Christ. People
yes.
that can have money, fame, power, that don't know, never know Jesus Christ, they are the most pure, poor of the creatures, even more
yes.
pure than the animals. The animals, they know God.
Yes.
But these people, they never will know God. And you and me and Brother Marks and Curtis, we are sons, not bastards, sons of the King of creation.
Amen.
Amen. And only you, my brother, only you, my sister, can give it away. Can say, Satan, give me of offering, and I will give my blessing, like Esau did. But I am like Jacob. I will fight with the angel to become Israel.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm. Good word, my brother. Good word. That's good preaching.
when the Father wants to put my mouth on his service, I just let it flow.
Amen.
You understand? I just let it flow because I'm only an instrument. I'm just a poor instrument. I am a sinner that still dreaming. I am still dreaming because I know that Jesus is real. And I left 23 years of my life without knowing if he was true or no. So I am the richest man in the world. My brothers, we have one minute to say goodbye. I thank you everybody here. Eu agradeço a todos, portugueses, agradeço a todos a vossa companhia. Espero que tenham desfrutado como nós desfrutamos. But Marcos, Curtis, I am willing for the next show, okay? So
I'm so
thank
looking
you
forward
for
to
everybody.
My brother.
In 1 minute, Brother Marcos, one last word.
In fact, I would just like to say a quick prayer for the listeners. Father God, I thank you that you are so faithful to purify, to perfect us, and to conform us into the image of your dear Son. And Father, I thank you that you bring comfort to what the saints are going through right now. Let them have the understanding that it simply is a part of their purification and perfection for you to present them in the day of battle, that they may stand and destroy strongholds in the name of Jesus by your power.
Amen.
Thank you, Father,
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Okay, brothers, I hope to have you back next Wednesday. We'll see on Brother Marco's show. I hope Friday, Sunday, right? Saturday.
Saturday and Sunday, yes. 7 o'clock Mountain Time in the U.S. on Saturday and 6 o'clock on Sunday Mountain Time. Pine Ridge
okay,
Warriors.
Okay, brothers. I think that we are off now. See you soon, brothers. Thank you, Brother Marcos. Thank you, Curtis.
Well, we love
I'll
you,
be around you.
We appreciate you so much. We love and appreciate you so much.
Amen.
God bless you.
We love you, too.
You have a good
God
night.
God bless you, brother.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.